Hi. Thanks, Al and Shati, for your wonderful hearts. And God bless everyone. I'm very blessed to be sharing. Like Dan says, it's always a journey. I trust you caught some of the words in the song, God Every Moment. In the light of the dawn, in the break of the day, let my soul rise to you. From beginning to end, you are God every moment. You are God in this moment. Amen. Take your Bibles and go to Psalm 118, verse 24. This is one of my favorite verses. And I'm going to read the King James Version, which says, "This is the day that the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it." Another version is, "This is the day the Lord has brought about. We will be happy and rejoice in it." So this verse set me on a journey with God in the scriptures to learn to be in his presence more and more throughout the day. In fact, every moment. So the title of my sharing is Every Moment of the Day. Or in Spanish, Cada Momento del Día. Looking at Psalms 118:24 in the context, go to verse 22. The stone the builders refused is become the headstone of the corner. This was the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. What a great word, marvelous. We don't use it too much, but it means wonderful. This is the day the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. It was then I had a moment about what this day was talking about. Go to Matthew chapter 21 and verse 42. And this is when Jesus was in the temple and speaking with the elders. And he says, "Did you never read the scriptures? The stone which the builders rejected, the same has become the head of the corner. This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes." Ephesians 2:20, you don't need to go there, so I'll just read it. "And are built upon the foundation of the apostle and prophet, Jesus Christ, himself being the chief cornerstone." So, Psalm 118:24 is actually a prophecy about Jesus Christ. Of course, every day is a gift from God that we can rejoice in. But now in particular, when I think of Psalm 118:24, I think of that marvelous day of Jesus Christ bringing salvation to the world. The song says, "Every moment of the day, my Father cares for me. Cada momento del día." So what about my day that I am living right now? It's a collection of moments. There are 24 hours in a day, 8 hours spent sleeping, leaving 16 hours to actually live it. So how many moments are there? Some are life-changing, getting born again, saying I do to the one you love, your baby's first breath, a loved one last. Some can be unexpected, an illness, an accident, you get fired. Some are mundane, like brushing your teeth, paying your bills, making your bed, can God be in those moments too? I believe yes, if we let him. And isn't speaking in tongues a great way to do it? We had a wonderful teaching by Tom Woods on all its benefits. So how long is a moment? If it's 1 second, 1001, 1002, or if you're old school like me, one Mississippi, two Mississippi, you might remember that. There are 57,600 of them in that 16 hours we are living each day. A second sometimes seems pretty long to me. 20 seconds to wash your hands? How about skip this ad in 3 seconds? Or this ad will be over in 5 seconds. When Bob Dean and I and even Alice Smith went to our water class, at the end the instructor would ask us to stay on 1 foot or balance on 1 foot for 45 seconds. I usually only made it to 10. Einstein invented a method for measures of time less than a second. A millisecond is 1,000th of a second. A microsecond is 1,000,000th of a second. A nanosecond is 1,000,000,000th of a second. And a picosecond is 1,000,000,000,000th of a second. Remember this one for later. Finally, a zeptosecond is 1,000,000,000,000th of a billionth of a second. So what does the Bible say about a moment? Go to 1 Corinthians 15, verse 52. Amazingly, the word moment is only used one time in the New Testament, and it's in this verse. In a moment. The Greek word is aton. Sound familiar? An atom measures 100 picometers across and is defined as the smallest unit of ordinary matter. In a moment, in this verse is also translated in a flash and an instant. The next phrase is more information. In the twinkling of an eye, or the blink or wink of an eye. Try it. It's really fast. Definitely less than a second. Therefore, in my 16 hours, I have way more than 57,000 moments. I believe God showed me this so I can wisely use and cherish each one. And remember how he cares for me every moment of the day. We have been living in unique days in this year, 2020. We have a day coming up that is celebrated all over the world. Not accurately, but celebrated nevertheless, and I'm sure brings back many memories of moments for us all. I want to close with a story about that day by one of my favorite authors who went by Dr. Seuss. He was making a point on our culture in writing it. I love the rhyme in it, but we'll shorten it for time's sake. Every who down in Whoville likes Christmas a lot, but the Grinch living north of Whoville did not. That's one thing he hated, the noise, 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 noise. And they'd sing, 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 sing. The more the Grinch thought, I must stop this whole thing. He got an awful idea. He disguised himself as Santa, went to Whoville on Christmas Eve and stole all the presents, decorations, and food from every house. Then he waited for the morning. He stared down at Whoville, and the Grinch popped his eyes. Then he shook, What he saw was a shocking surprise. Every who down in Whoville, the tall and the small, was singing without any presents at all. He hadn't stopped Christmas from coming. It came. Somehow or other, it came just the same. It came without ribbons. It came without tags. It came without packages, boxes, or bags. And he puzzled 3 hours till his puzzler was sore. Then the Grinch thought of something he hadn't before. Maybe Christmas, he thought, doesn't come from a store. Maybe Christmas, perhaps, means a little bit more. I don't live in Whoville, and I'm not a who, but according to John 3:16, I am a whosoever. Because one day, I took a moment, a life-changing, marvelous moment, to become a whosoever with all you folks. And I became part of the family of God. And that means I will be singing with the saints. Love you all. you, God, for being with us every moment of the day and being our Father who takes care of us in every aspect of our lives, in every moment of the day, no matter how many there are. You are a marvelous God and have done a marvelous thing for all of us through your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.